Storm Song. Last night heat crept back over the city. We were like birds pinned to wires, strung between stoplights, and we could not leave. No wind to speak of. In my notebook I wrote, the palms hardly waved. And that dream came to me again. You tell me it is no dream. Do you remember how, as we slept, storm clouds gathered over our heads? I remember reaching down to pluck you from the waters. In the dream, I could still do that. Galveston, 1900. Brother, I said, is the water over your head? The sea had not yet taken everything, so I said, no, the sea is just at my head. The shore was all broken, and the night all darkness, so I said, brother, what is that you're carrying? Nothing was colder, nothing was, so I said, wind, brother, I am trying to carry the wind. His arms were so empty, and it seemed the rain would drag us both to sea to drown with the houses. Nothing else to hold, we held each other. Brother, one said, you be the wind, I'll be the sea. And the other, brother, I'll be the wind and you'll be the sea. We'll be the shore amidst storm. Monarch. I didn't know how to thank you, so I wrote a poem in which was recollected the journey of the Eastern Monarch, by some known as the Texas Monarch. So typical, the drive to pin to place what will not stay. I'm sure I saw them when I was a boy, very far from here. So far, those butterflies must have been always about to die. Seven states claim the monarch as their favored creature, even as the monarch prefers climates more unimaginably perfect than most of us know. But that was just something I read, or maybe someone told me that, like gratitude, the monarch is as if in constant flight, and would never allow the scolding winters of the lands of my birth to interrupt its endless transit. Listen to me, golden wing, golden king of a world I am too slow to grasp. You are gorgeous and brief. I am only brief. At night I am consumed by rage without source. At night I hear water sawing through pipes. I hear the sounds of sleep from my beloved, whose breath is the buffet of 1,000,000 diaphanous wings. The monarchs have slipped away again. So I sat down to wrestle with some words about how quiet and like flight it is to feel grateful for the velvet glove of night that caresses the hand that sent me to sleep, just as I was thinking again about how I still don't know how to thank you. Sultry night. Open your windows and doors, luscious night, for I have always hated the body I was given, the hands that won't stop grasping. What I want and what I am will only be the same thing when you have cut me out of stars and poured a little light over my sad animal body. Terrifying, sultry night. I am as indifferent to you as water is to the surfaces it clings to. The air is so thick with longing I can hardly stand my skin. I'm telling you, I wanted to be open and clear, the way the tree wants its leaves to wave, to keep waving in unbearable darkness, whether anyone sees or not.